This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm joined by my favorite yoga instructor in the world, Joni Fierstein, who's back on the program. And it's so great because she was one of my original guests in season one, live at Zoomer Studios. And now here we are, 6 years later, having another fabulous conversation about yoga in our virtual studio, Riverside, which we love because we can connect with people all over the world. Jodi has been my mentor and has been one of the leading instructors in the 889 yoga teacher training program, where I learned all about meditation, yoga, and so much more. And it's because of her that I'm on Insight Timer. So thank you to my mentor, Jodi, for giving me the confidence and the belief that I could do this. Also coming up later on in the show, we have the owner of 889 community here, Signe Gisura Daughter, with all kinds of exciting news about their new boutique studio at Yorkville. That's coming up later on in the show. But first, before we meet Jodi, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Jodi Fierstein is a certified yoga instructor in Toronto and has been practicing yoga since 2000. Jodi began to consider yoga teacher training in 2007 and then began the slow journey to share what she has come to love. She received fundamental training, 250 hours, in Vinyasa and Hatha at the Yoga Sanctuary in Toronto in the 2007 to 2008 term, followed also by prenatal yoga training, so excellent. And in 2010, she began her second training, a further training, in Venice Beach, California, to study the core modules of prana flow. She remains deeply grateful to studying with the founder of Prana Flow, Shiva Ray. In understanding Prana Flow methods, one can express the sequencing as kramas, stages, that lead to one's full expression in asana. And asana means pose, the different yoga poses. That year, Jodi went to Kerala, India with Shiva Ray to understand local Ayurvedic customs, as well as Kalaripayattu, an ancient South Indian martial art tradition. As Jodi nears the completion of 500 hours in Prana Flow Yoga, she continues to serve both her personal practice and her students. In March 2014, if that weren't enough, Jodi immersed herself in the Mysore tradition for primary series at Purple Valley Yoga in Goa, India, under the guidance of Petri Raisanen. This discipline also had an effect on her strength and agility. And today, she humbly practices Ashtanga 4 to 5 times per week. Jodi also believes deeply in the cumulative benefits of yin yoga. She began studying the concepts of TCM and yin yoga with Tracy Sograti in Toronto in 2011, and she has completed phase one of Thai yoga massage, as she feels it brings a healing touch for hands-on adjustments for students in her yin and vinyasa classes. I think I've been able to experience that, and it's awesome. Jodi received her BA in English Literature and Creative Writing at NYU University, New York University, and she's currently completing certification, I didn't know this, in Applied Specialization in Mindfulness Meditation at the University of Toronto. Wow. Jodi, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss. So lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. So glad to be here with you.
Jodi, I would just love to begin by asking you what you love about yoga and how it helps you every day be happier, calmer, and to be able to live in a state of wellness and bliss.
Thank you for that question. I think that over the years, I would have given you at least 3 or 4 different answers because it's constantly evolving. But as of today in 2025, I would say yoga just feels amazing on my body physically. That's first and foremost. The stretching every day, the mindful walking every day, to me, that helps me reset both in the morning and at night. And I find myself stretching throughout the day as well. And that really helps if you have a five in front of your age. So once I turned 55, I realized stretching every single day makes a huge impact in how we feel and all the other little activities we want to take on. So from that aspect, I'm really grateful for the skills that I have. I guess on a psychological level, I think that in the world that we live in today, I think that less is more. And I have so much to say about it, but how does yoga serve me? I think ahimsa, do no harm in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions. And so does that mean sometimes I'm going to step away from a debate? Absolutely. And I think that's the current climate we live in, and just finding ways to respect people and their points of views without canceling them or, you know, unfriending. Or it's okay that we have all these different points of views. It's a very natural thing. And to make peace with that, that we're not always aligned with our friends or our community, and just to find a way back to interbeing or being connected.
Totally, totally, right. Absolutely. And yoga is all about peace, right? Yoga, doesn't it mean to join, to yoke, to be one? And it's all about, like, I think yoga would say, be peaceful.
Yeah. And even when it's challenging to be so. And I think that for me, there's a Zen Buddhist teacher, that the only teacher in my entire life that made me pull over, because I was listening to him in the car about 10 years ago. I had to pull over and have a good cry. And the cry was one of relief. Like, oh my gosh, what he's saying is so beautiful and such common sense, and yet we don't hear it enough. His name was Thich Nhat Hanh. He was a Zen Buddhist activist and leader in Vietnam. He's recently passed. And everything he says is, it can be perceived as eloquent, poetic, but really it's, for me, it's all about compassion. And he reminds us all, if you ever have the pleasure of listening to him, is that we can bring that concept of ahimsa, like ah means no, and himsa's harm. So no harm approach in everything that we say. And that has to do with, there's a gentle approach to communicating with people. There's a way to argue. There's a way to sound really intelligent, but there's a way to get your point across and still feel really connected and respectful. And I feel like he mastered that. And that's why I was crying, is because it was so beautiful.
And did you actually meet him, Jody?
I wanted to. I have four kids, because I always had a reason or a delay, but he was living in Plum Island in France. And I think you needed to kind of be invited there or just be part of his training. And I'm not a practicing Buddhist. However, I respect Buddhism enormously. And I studied a little bit at U of T, like you had mentioned, theology and Buddhism. To be clear, it's not a religion. It's a way of being, it's a way of moving on this earth.
Absolutely.
And in a way that I wasn't raised. I was raised with rules and structure, which is great, but I wasn't raised to de-escalate or conflict resolution or, you know, more compassion in our words and uplifting people. That came many years later, right?
You know what's interesting? I recently did a class with Jody. I want to share this with the listeners. And it was in the new studio, 889, at the new 889 community studio in Yorkville, 101 Yorkville. And it's just beautiful and it's wonderful. I've never gotten a parking spot there in my life. The day that I saw you, I got a parking spot in front. You welcomed me so graciously. I walked in and there was something meditative about the whole class. It wasn't just the beautiful poses and the restorative poses that you put everyone through. It was your voice. And I had never noticed that. I was always sort of fixated on the asanas, on the poses, and on what you were teaching and learning. But I realized, my goodness, you're also a beautiful leader of meditation as well. Just your voice and the way you said things. I thought, oh, what a beautiful mentor to study from. How does meditation help you in your daily life?
I feel like meditation is important for me because I lean a little extrovert and I'm always out there feeding off of other people's energy, which is great. And that's how I thrive. But when we go a little bit more towards inner reflection, meditation, for me, it's walking, maybe in nature or, you know, forest bathing. And some of the clutter of the thoughts and the phone and everything is put to the side for just an hour or so. And it's a mental reset. And it helps me think about Well, it sounds like a cliche, but it's actually true. You're present. You're in the present time. I'm not thinking about who said what to me last week, what dinner reservation I have in a few hours. I'm just present in the very walk and I'm quiet. And even yesterday, I walked for about 90 minutes. Three deer crossed my path. I saw a baby deer. Nature is just everywhere. And I was so, I had my, here I go stuttering when I'm like very happy or nervous about something, but I had a perfect reset. I was so happy. It was like a glass of wine, really.
Without the wine, isn't that
right? Without the wine, I had that feeling like my nervous system went down a notch, putting my phone on the kitchen and leaving it there, saying, everyone's going to be safe. My children are safe for the next hour. I'm not going to return texts. And it's great.
Lovely. You taught me the loving kindness meditation. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be filled with loving kindness and how to do it for yourself, for a loved one too. I love this part of it when you ask people to imagine a loved one one at a time and wish them those wishes and more. And then you wish it for your community. Then you wish it for a difficult person even that you may have encountered. And finally, you wish it for the whole world. Yes. And I think there couldn't be a time where this isn't more necessary, needed. For somebody who doesn't meditate and who's resisted meditation all the time or keeps resisting it, I can't, the thoughts keep racing, which of course is part of it and learning how to live with that. What do you say to someone who just wants to start? Because I always say, do 2 minutes a day.
Yes.
Don't make it into a big beluga. Just make it manageable.
Well, I think everyone is so unique in this world and everyone has a different way of relaxing. So for you and I think we both share a similarity. We really appreciate the audio, the guidance. Like, I love your beautiful voice. I sincerely find your voice a gift. And I'm a very honest person. If that wasn't true, I would not say it. So for me, it's hearing someone like you, your voice. And some students tell me I have a calming voice too, or a very maternal voice. I feel like it's natural. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. And then we just share that, right? We share with metta, loving kindness. And if you're really feeling okay and you're really sharing with intention, people feel it because we can all snip out what we call the voice, like inhale. Now exhale. I've been in classes like that too, where I'm just like, I'm happy. I'm still happy. I love the teacher, but there's a bit of like, I'm out of it because it's so funny, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I don't feel the sincerity, but I find it super fun. So I'm like, this is fun. I'm going to stay and love every minute of it, but I'm not relaxed. I'm laughing. And so I just feel like for me, when I share meditation with people, I think of my kids. I think, what tone do I speak to them when they're really sad or they had a bad day at school or somebody hurt their feelings? We have this soothing voice. And I think it comes through when we see our students. And if they're fidgeting, that's okay because everybody's welcome. You just show up as you are. Like, our minds are too powerful. No one can shut off their mind. It's too powerful. Just make peace with all the thoughts that come. And then the back door, let them go a little bit, you know, let them come in and out. Like my husband, if I asked him to meditate, he'd be like this.
Right. Phone.
And so, you know what? He walks with me and we're quiet. And I say, if you can, please, let's put our phones away for like 30 minutes. Let's just do it. Let's see what happens. And he's like, shh. And I'm like, let's try. And so I actually was successful after about 30 years of being with him. I'm like, I dare you, because he likes challenges. I'm like, I dare you to put your phone down for the next hour.
Wow.
And here's a 1,000-piece puzzle that your daughter and I are working on. And it's a beautiful puzzle. Let's see what we can do. He's like, no, Joe. I'm like, you know what? How about 10 minutes? He's like, okay. So he puts his phone down, staring at it, joins us in the puzzle. Almost 3 hours later, he's still on the puzzle.
I love that.
This, and we're watching Wicked. So we've got Wicked on, which I've never seen before. And it was amazing. And I'm laughing. And I'm like, oh my God, this movie's so much fun. The puzzle, we're talking. No one's looking at their phones.
Fabulous.
And about after the 3 hours, he stood up. He's like, oh, my back hurts. I got to get up now. I'm taking a break. And I'm like, that's great. I only wanted 10 minutes. And then he stopped and he looked at me and he's like, thanks, Joe. That was the right thing. I feel good. And I'm just like, you see, like, it doesn't have to be meditation, sitting still at sunrise. It can be that. It's auspicious.
So great. So,
but it can also be a puzzle.
Fantastic. That's wow. Yeah. And also walking meditation, you talk about that as well. What are the benefits and what is a walking meditation?
Well, I was very inspired by that teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, that the one that gave me a very emotional response. So I bought all his books, and one of them was called Peace is Every Step. So it is for people who are like, look, I don't feel like sitting still. My back hurts. If I lay down, I'll fall asleep. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you know, you can have a peaceful walk with nature, because the whole point of meditation is to unmask the veil or the illusion of separateness. And, you know, when we're children, we know we're together. Everyone's together. Everything is fun. But somewhere as we get older, more mature, we start to put little walls up and we feel like, well, I'm not that person. I can't relate to this person. My joy is not their joy. They're suffering. I'm not responsible. There's a lot of blocking and there's separateness. And so that in Buddhist practices, from what I can understand, it's an illusion that we're separate. We're all in a state of interbeing. So that being said, if we're all made up of dust and stars, we're the dust of a supernova. So that would mean we are part of plants, minerals, animals, rocks, everything. We all come from one origin, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, human beings, animals, fish, you name it. We're all in a state of interbeing. That's the belief. So when you get out in nature or you have a peaceful walk, right? Mm-hmm. Or you eat a piece of food, it's still you're in a state of being one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's beautiful. I do feel like I'm interbeing when I'm in nature. I do feel part of it, right? Think about like walking along this beautiful.
So gorgeous. I'm just looking at your, I wish everyone could see this background, this beautiful, calm, still lake and these gorgeous trees. Like it just is so, it's calm and serene tranquility and beauty in nature. Wow. I love
that. But that's the thing. If we're over 60% water, can we say we're in a state of interbeing with the elements, right? So that we know we're more likely to have compassion for one another if we can find a common thread.
Yes.
So this can permeate through humanity. And that's what I think really needs to happen. Not performative, you know, activism, but more so the coming back to the truth. And the truth, it's, I call it radical truth. I didn't coin it, but that is how I see it. Is trying to lift that veil of ignorance, you know,
totally.
And getting back to the source. And we're more likely to be more compassionate with people that we don't understand, we don't relate to, or could be a different culture. It doesn't matter. There's always a common thread that could pierce every single person on this planet. We just don't want to see it, right? So what if we were to see it? How would conflict resolution look with less, you know, class division, maybe war, you know, racism, you name it, like even narcissism, like being too much in ourselves, but to see everyone around us. So that was a very long answer to your short question, which was, what are we doing in meditation, right? We're looking for interconnectedness.
Yeah.
We're looking for proof of a higher power.
Beautiful. I want to just ask you about Siva, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. What is Siva, the Sanskrit word that translates to selfless service, serving others without expecting anything in return? And how does Siva differ from some of the other forms of activism that we're seeing today?
Okay, so that's number one. I want to say, I always call it Seva, but I'm from Long Island, New York. So I have a bad habit of mispronouncing things until I'm corrected. So we'll say Siva, we'll say Seva. I think Seva definitely is part of the realm of a yoga practitioner. It's more than just donating to a fundraiser. It's really, it's a form of selfless service that is not in conflict. It is not disruptive. It is not a blockade. It is not excluding others. It's not canceling others that don't have the, are on the right side of history. Do you know what I mean? It's more so embrace those people more and find commonality and get a conversation going. That's a form of Seva. Seva is all the good work you do in the city. Your meditation is a form of Seva, because if you're reaching people and you're lowering their cortisol levels through metta, loving kindness, this is a Seva, right? So I first encountered Seva, I was very, as a mother of four, I was very taken aback by human trafficking. So I was working very closely with Sean Korn's Seva challenge, which was to raise, you know, resources and take those resources to some shelters in Cambodia. And it was a huge calling. And we worked very hard. You had to raise a certain amount of money to participate. But I didn't care. I didn't want to go and be part of it. I didn't want the money so that I could go and have a plane ticket to Cambodia. I wanted to forfeit the ticket, whatever the expense would have cost for me to go, and add that to the donation or the Seva for these very important, you know, child trafficking centers in Cambodia. So to me, Seva isn't like, oh, I need to go be part of it and get some good publicity or for as a yoga teacher. I just was like, I'm more interested in helping.
That really speaks to who you are, Jody. That's so incredible. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll speak more about yoga instructor extraordinaire Jody Fishstein. We'll be right back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And we're here with acclaimed yoga instructor and mentor, Jody Fishstein. But first, I just want to give a shout out to this segment's sponsor, the wonderful Ashford Cleaners. Thanks to Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment of Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it, while always going the extra mile to make sure that you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer free pickup and delivery, so it's so easy to keep your entire closet ship shape and ready to go. Thanks, Ashford. So, Jody, do you have a meditation that you could share with us? Just like something off the top of your head that you could just, or any meditation?
The only meditation that I've been doing for the past few years is honestly quietly walking. And for my students, I would say I do box breathing with them, because breathing in and out is, it seems so natural, but for a lot of people, there's a shortness of breath and strain. So I work with 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out. If they want to close their eyes, of course, the invitation is there. In terms of what do I find beautiful, I do find the metta loving kindness meditation beautiful. That's
the one. Do you want to lead us in it? Do you want to lead us in it? I'd love to hear your take on it. Okay, everybody, you're in for a real treat. About 4 or 5 minutes, whatever you want to do, you can do 2 to 3, whatever feels good for you.
Okay, I'm going to try my best. If you'd like, Judy, you can close your eyes. I don't know if you can on the podcast, but if you can.
Of course.
And then we just really begin with effortless breathing. So it's not strained. It's very natural. It can be 4 seconds in. Maybe 4 and 5 seconds out. And this state of breathing is natural, and you can stay here with this pattern because it's the most authentic for you. If the breath is deeper, that's also based on how comfortable you are. So 4 to 5 seconds in, anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 seconds out. Just establish a pattern for about 10 seconds. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through your nose. And now we invite you to stay with that breathing. Let's sit a little taller so that breathing becomes even more effortless. And I'll just visualize some of the words that I'm going to say. This is the Metta Loving Kindness meditation. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be peaceful. Continue your nasal breathing. Draw the breath in through the nose. And the great breath is called Maha, so exhale through the mouth. And again, in through the nose. And out through the nose. So the second wave is to extend metta loving kindness outwards. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live in ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be peaceful. Drawing the breath in through the nose. Filling up with prana or chi, you can pause at your discretion and then exhale maha, the great breath out. And finally, we extend metta loving kindness to all beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be happy. May all beings live with ease. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be peaceful. Allow your inner reflection to blend with the idea of interbeing, that we are interconnected, that the illusion of separateness fades away. There is no them. There is only us. Take three more breaths on your own. And whenever you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers as you did before and open your eyes and breathe in life. Exhale, great breath.
Wow. Jody, there's nobody like you.
You're too kind.
That was awesome. Thank you. Namaste. You know, when we did the last yoga class, you had everyone in goddess pose. Can you just tell the listeners what that is? Because listening to your voice, doing that class, and being in goddess pose for one of the restorative poses was just next level. What is goddess pose?
So goddess pose was a pose that I didn't learn in traditional like restorative yoga, although it's very prevalent there. I learned it in a prenatal course that I was attending. Wow. And I saw this pose, and I had a big pillow under my shirt to simulate a pregnancy, a really big heavy pillow. And I went into it just to see how it would feel. And all I could think of was like, wow, throughout my four pregnancies, I never sat in this beautiful restorative pose. And I think it's going to be useful in yin yoga, even though it's not traditional. I snuck it in just to see if my students would like it. And in a yin class, it's very structured. So I felt like I was kind of taking ownership on that one posture. And then I see it in restorative, and I look at everybody's countenance and their breathing. And if they're happy, I keep reintroducing it. And I usually get 99.9% good feedback. So
that's so amazing. You know what I just realized about you? You are all heart and soul, but you're also a thinking person's yoga person, because you're so smart and you know so much. And
very kind. Thank you.
You've studied it so deeply. So you feel it. And I know you feel it in your heart and in your body, and you're able to teach that, but you're also so thoughtful about it. And it really, I think, elevates the practice that you lead and helps people get to the next level. So
you know what you can do too, for even for meditation, find your toughest student or the most fidgety student and work your meditation. And if you can make some impact or give them some ease, then you know that there's a good chance that material is going to help soothe other people. Right. So the metta loving kindness meditation, I shared with my sons and I shared with my daughters. 3 out of 4 are very cynical and they loved it. And I'm like, are you just being polite or do you actually feel relaxed? And the cynical one said, I actually felt relaxed. And I was like, okay, I have a tough client like that. And I kind of got her to sit still. She had to lay down though. That was the one thing. None of the kids wanted to sit. They had to lay down. So I do think laying down is wonderful. It goes against meditation because they feel that some people can fall asleep. But I don't find that. I find that they're attuned.
Yes. It's so lovely. Jodi, there's a question that we ask everyone. Of course, I'm going to ask it to you as well. I asked it to you 6 years ago, and I bet the answer might be a little bit different now. What is bliss for Jodi Fishstein?
You're right. My answer did change. Given my hormones, this is the most honest answer, woman to woman. Given my hormones, my state of mind, dancing in menopause, I just want everyone to feel safe and healthy. And I'm consumed with everyone's health. And from what I know, when everyone's having a good day and everyone's relatively safe, that includes my parents in New York, or it includes my children at a nightclub at 2 a.m. I just want everyone to be safe.
Totally.
I want everyone to eat. I want everyone to be okay. I know that's not reality of the world, but those are the things that I think are luxuries. Yeah. It's a luxury to know that your people are safe. So to me, it's that. I think some people would say that that's part of menopause, is this impending doom that's not actually there. It's your hormones. So I'm struggling with that, but I can tell you that I do feel bliss when everyone is just okay.
Okay.
Turn the phone off, go to bed. Everyone's safe. Everyone ate. Good night. And it's just, that to me is bliss.
Go for a walk with your partner without your phone for even 30 minutes. Try it. I think that's one of the golden nuggets of this.
Yeah.
I want to impart to my husband. It sounds blissful.
Or even a puzzle, even if you need a magnifying glass, it doesn't matter. It's so much, there's so much validation and reward, a mental reward when you actually get the puzzle done. And it takes forever, you know, to get the border. But I really do think that there's many creative ways we can get the fidgeters, the non-meditators, to just give us 2 minutes of their time. You just come at them from every different angle, like a smorgasbord, give everything. They're going to select something. Great.
Fabulous. Wow. I want to thank you so much, Jodi. It's really been such an honor to have you back on the show again. And I'm going to do namaste the right way. I don't think I did it right before. So it's like this.
Oh, you're correct. It's right here. Thumb knuckles, finger sealed, heart stimulant. It's called Hridaya, which is heart. Anjali, which is a reverence seal, and mudra. Mm-hmm. So Yes, you can put it for third eye for clarity. Sometimes I do, but it's fine here. And we don't leak energy. We seal up.
You seal up.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste. So good to see you.
Thank you. And what an honor to have you on this program. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime. Anytime for you.
You're the best. What is the best way for people to follow you on social media, connect with you, etc.? Go to your classes.
I think that there was a time a few years ago where I was very active. I'm a little less active now. I go wherever I'm invited. I'm not actively seeking. I'm allowing the universe kind of to come to me. If someone wants me to teach, I'll get a text, I'll come. Or if I'm really missing teaching, I will call 889 and say, hey, any classes need coverage? So I just go where I'm invited. And I really feel like that's where I'm happiest, because I feel my husband and my kids lately, you know, they want me to be here. How can I be here but also teach? So it's like, where should we be? I don't know. Just if you invite me, I'll come. That's how it kind of works.
Thank you for encouraging me. I'm really trying to put together a 60-minute meditation class. And whatever happens, happens. But I'd love to show it to you when it's done.
I would be honored. I already told Zigme that it would be a blessing to have you in the community. We need lots more love, especially in the heart of Yorkville, right?
And you do that. You make people feel that way at the 889 community. I really get that sense.
Oh, I intentionally wear clothing from, I get a lot of free clothing from like all these different yoga, like Lulu and all that. But I intentionally wear like boxer shorts from Winners, and they're like, why aren't you all decked out? I'm like, because it's just yoga and it's like brushing your teeth. It's not performative. And I had a few people say, I love that you wear like old Nike boxers to yoga, seem to care. And it makes me feel safe here because I don't have a lot of those. I don't have the resources for fancy clothes. And, you know, and it's true. It's like, why do we have to wear like a $600 outfit just to teach a sweaty yoga class? It just doesn't make sense to me.
It reminds me of the skier who doesn't have the fancy ski outfit from head to toe. They're wearing a pair of jeans and a navy jacket, and they're just
the best skier on the slope.
Skier on the slope, right?
Exactly.
Right?
And the one like all decked out, you know, in bunker.
Crappy parallel. Like, crappy.
But yeah, I agree with you 100%. That being said, of course, I'm going to wear something nice when I want to, but I just don't think it should be part of the acceptance, you know?
Absolutely. I want to thank you, Jody, for being on the show today. This was such a beautiful conversation, as we always have. Thank you so much. We're going to go on a short commercial break. And when we come back, we'll meet the owner of 889 Community, Sydney Gisuradotir. We'll be right back.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And we're now joined by Sydney Gisuradotir, and I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, Sydney, owner of 889 Community, probably the best studio in town for yoga and wellness. In 2017, 889 Community was lovingly passed on to Sydney as she took ownership. Sydney has been dedicated to the vitality and community of 889 since 2015. And Sydney was originally introduced to the studio by a close friend, Michelle, who was working as a happiness team member at the time. And she got excited and passionate about yoga. And she just took off. And we're going to find out all about how her journey to yoga began, not only being the owner, but actually being part of yoga herself. She has this beautiful, and I can attest to this because I've been there, Yoga Yorkville location. And you can find Sydney managing the studio day to day, greeting guests in that beautiful location on Yorkville in Toronto. Sydney, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your beautiful new studio space in Yorkville. I guess my first question is, what inspired you to make the big move?
You know, it was time for a big change for 889 community. And I started looking around the city. I knew I really wanted to be in the Yorkville area and stumbled upon this location. And it just felt really, really right. And the direction I wanted to take 889 into is definitely continue to really focus on community. And within this space, it allowed me to introduce my other company within the space as well. So we have Thick Hair Extensions opening up in a couple of months. And then even in our community space already, we have Morgan Roy already running her business out of our space as well. And then a really lovely feature is a separate entrance sort of to that side of the building. And we're opening up SipSip, which is going to be a cafe. So that's upcoming in a couple of months. So
lots of things we're working on. I just got the chills. Okay, you have to tell me more about extensions because I love extensions and I'm a bit of an extension expert. People have said open up. You've done it now. So I'm just going to enjoy. Is it halos? Is it individual hair extensions? Is it toppers? Is it what kind of hair extension? Is it clip-ons?
We do so a variety of different methods. So fusion is probably our most popular method. We also do tape-ins, clip-ins, halos, and wefts.
Okay, so indeed. I'm loving this. So you can actually go to 889 Community, do a yoga class, and then I would think maybe take a shower, go get your hair done, and you get some extensions.
Grab a coffee on the way out.
And then if you really want to, as you're leaving, you can go to Summer's Ice Cream and have an ice cream cone because you're right beside Summer's Ice Cream. That is fabulous. And I forgot another thing that you can do. And that is shop. And I just want to tell our listeners, sometimes I'm in trouble when I go to 889 because they have the most wonderful shop selling clothes and jewelry and yoga props and beautiful books and all kinds of items that have to do with yoga and wellness. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're featuring in this new shop? Because I've always loved shopping at 889.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find your like favorite new activewear set that you want to do a yoga class or a workout in, to really soft pajamas, to home goods, to apothecary. So it's definitely something that's a huge passion of mine is product development and introducing products to our clients that you can't necessarily find everywhere in the city.
Yes.
So my sister actually works with me. She's the product curator for the shop. And she really takes her time finding just like such special little items that are perfect for a housewarming gift or finding brands that are can't find in just every shop that you see around.
Even your jewelry is so fabulous. Like guys, and maybe a little bit early to start thinking about Christmas, but very soon you can start thinking about Christmas shopping and Hanukkah shopping and whatever you have and get started on that. Tell us a little bit about the jewelry because I've gotten some fabulous gifts for people at 889 Community.
Yeah, so a big intention behind what we bring into the shop is something that if you'd like to purchase for yourself or for someone, it's longevity and quality of items. So we focus on good quality pieces, whether it be sterling silver, gold plated, but something that lasts for a really long time, but looks cute and fashionable at the same time.
Do you still have those rocks? I remember you used to have like rocks and you can say it better in your lingo than I can, but you know,
crystals
and rose quartz and all that kind of stuff. I love that stuff. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, and we love supporting other women in business, you know, and local businesses, obviously supporting Toronto companies and businesses as much as we can. So partnering with even one of our teachers, her name is Jenny. So we sell her jewelry. She hand makes these like beautiful crystal bracelets and necklaces that we carry.
I think you were there, Signe, when I recently bought this fabulous, I don't even know how to describe it, like a white, long cotton.
You looked like a goddess. Yes, I was here.
Gorgeous. And I love wearing it. And you literally can take your yoga pants and your yoga top and then just put this over it, and suddenly it's an outfit. So you can actually leave yoga and go out for dinner wearing this fabulous set.
And that piece was 100% linen. So that's something, again, like quality of fabric, whether it's like material fabrics, we definitely focus on quality pieces.
Wow. So I'm fascinated, Signe, how this all happened. You were going along your journey. How did you really decide, I'm going to buy a yoga studio? That's kind of a big thing to do.
It is. Yeah. So when I was managing many years ago, I guess just finishing business school and, you know, your brain's going, and I was in this position at the time, and I just saw so much opportunity for the business. And when the prior owners decided to step away from the business, it kind of felt meant to be. And it definitely, I was doing yoga every single day, and my friend, she introduced me to 889 at the time. And yeah, just fell in love with the business and truly fell in love with the community. So wow. I always felt at home when I came. I started as a client here, and now owning it, I just want people to have that feeling that I had and continue creating that every time a person comes in for class.
I love that. So what is that feeling? What do you love about yoga?
It's really coming home to yourself. Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, a lot of our like new team members who joined this location, they often comment on the fact that someone might run into class, you know, kind of like the hustle and bustle of the city, they're kind of feeling those feelings, and then do class, and then they're like a different person walking out. So
absolutely, it's like coming back to yourself. Like, it's so true. The other day, and I don't know if that's the day that I bought that beautiful white coat, but I did some classes with Jody, who's also part of this show today, which is so
phenomenal.
Great
teacher. Yeah.
And she was my mentor in the 889 teacher training program, which I want to talk to you about as well. But I just remember I did one class, and then I stayed for the second class. I just left there a completely different person than the person that arrived. Calm, serene, tranquil, ready to just prepare a week of shows on Zoomer Radio and read books and do all the work that we do to prepare for this. But with such a different mindset, and it's like coming home to yourself. It's really incredible. Do you have a particular kind of yoga? I know that you offer restorative yoga classes and all different types. Can you tell us about some of the yoga classes, and then we can talk about the exciting new Pilates news? But yeah.
Absolutely. So we have vinyasa all levels classes. We also have power flow classes. We have restorative yoga, yin yoga, a beautiful class called Heal and Meditate, which focuses on meditation. We do special events like sound baths. And then we also offer Pilates and power Pilates. And I'm sitting in our reformer studio that we actually just opened a few weeks ago, which is really exciting.
Wow.
And that stems kind of from listening to the community, what they're wanting out of classes, and always keeping it new and fresh, whether it be with new props in class that are introduced or an entirely new offering like reformer Pilates.
So, how would you describe, because I know Pilates on the mat, I understand that much more, Pilates on the mat. And if you can even describe the difference between mat Pilates and being on the reformer, how would you describe it?
Yeah, you're definitely on like the machine itself, which can provide you with different resistance and just different overall exercises. So I definitely recommend people try a mat Pilates class first, just to get familiar with the movements.
Yes.
And then I often suggest doing a private reformer class to get familiar with the machine and really comfortable. And then we do have sort of two different levels of reformer classes, a level 1-2 and then a level 2-3.
Wow.
And each reformer class only has 6 spots. So you get a lot of one-on-one attention, which I feel you really need for a reformer to get the most out of the practice.
That is so awesome. I might have a candidate, somebody who is really interested in doing Pilates, that I'm going to send to you.
Oh, thank you.
Virtual versus in-person. Is there any virtual left at 889, or is it all in-person?
All in-person.
All in-person.
Virtual is definitely huge for us during COVID, but thankfully those days are gone. Yeah, honestly, I find people really crave that human connection and being in a class with others and coming for the full experience versus just online. It's a totally different thing.
Totally. Do you love meditating? Because I know meditation is offered as well. And I think you have a class with an amazing person that was in my teacher training. I'm wondering if you can tell us about the Heal and Meditate 8 p.m. class.
Yeah, absolutely. I do love meditation, and particularly for myself, breath work, just to, you know, center yourself, calm. If you're in a stressful situation or finding yourself just needing to like center, I love breath work.
How has yoga, you had not really, Sydney, done yoga before you got into this whole game? Like you were just probably a person who exercised and walked, like, you know, and how long ago has it been that you've been, that yoga's just become a part of your daily life?
About a decade.
Wow.
And yeah.
Just how would you say when you really practice regularly, because you're a serious yoga person, you're not a person who does yoga once a month or you do it, it's part of your daily practice. Would you meditate daily?
Not daily. I would say definitely a couple of times a week.
Nice.
Yeah. Used to do it daily, but need to, you know, we kind of sometimes get in and out of certain practices. But
just doing yoga like this 10 years later, what would you say is different about you having yoga in your life versus to before when there was no yoga?
You know, I find it's a way to connect with yourself and just feel really good in your body, and complementing it with other, you know, modalities of fitness in general. I find it an amazing balance, whether you're doing Pilates paired with yoga. I find the two go really, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm a Pilates person or I'm a yoga person. And something that we've recently done is added a Pilates yoga fusion class. And that's become really, really popular, where it's just a combination of the two just complement each other so well for your body.
Would you say Pilates is a great way to develop core strength?
Absolutely.
Then the stretch and the release and all the rest comes with yoga?
Exactly.
Did I learn? I knew I learned something at my teacher training. Are there any plans for a future teacher training in the works or down the road or?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always working on something. So now that Reformers, that's open, the teacher training is definitely something on the horizon for sure.
I have to tell you, you're a real natural on the radio. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but you are. You're an absolute natural. Like you've been doing it for, do you have like a podcast that we don't know about or something?
No, definitely not. Thank you though.
There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you as well. What is bliss for Sydney?
What is bliss? You know, I think just feeling, it's a feeling, and feeling a sense of content and happiness, I think, is bliss for me.
And I think yoga is a great pathway to getting there, isn't it?
100%. Yeah.
So great. Well, everyone, you've got to go check out this gorgeous new Yorkville location, 889 Yoga. It's fabulous. What's the best way for people to connect with you on social media and to come and take a yoga class at 889?
Yeah, we're located at 101 Yorkville Avenue. So right in the heart of Yorkville. And you can find us, our website is 889community.com. And on social, it's at 889community.
That's a great site. It's really fantastic. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an absolute honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Judy.
Thank you so much. Each week, we spotlight fabulous people like Jody Fishstein and Sydney Gisuradotir, who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters or musicians on the show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I really help you uncover your purpose, your passion, your bliss, and then help you follow it. And I love to do this kind of work with people. And you can just reach out to me at findyourbliss.com/coaching or just DM me on Instagram at The Bliss Minute. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Leverack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'd like to thank our wonderful guests for being on the show today, Jody Fishstein and Sydney Gisu-Radotier. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Chelsea Lockstadt, Eva Shabbatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yanuciello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. We're going to close out the show today with a short meditation, and here it is. Let's all begin by taking in a nice deep breath and hold it, and then let it go slowly and evenly. Now I want you all to imagine the word calm as a color. What color would the word calm be for you? So picture that color of calm, and take in another breath here, in through the nose, holding it, and then letting it all go in a nice long exhale. If you can imagine your stress as a color, what color would that be? Picturing your stress as a color, breathing in here, deep inhale, letting it all go. And remember when I said before to imagine calm as a color? Well, now I want you all to just breathe in the color that you imagined for calm, and then breathe out the color that you imagined for stress. Let's all do that together, breathing in calm, thinking about that color. And breathing out stress, imagining that stress for color as well. And let's end this meditation by taking in some nice, deep, super slow breaths. Why don't we do 5-5-5 breathing? It works really well. Let's all breathe in for 5. Holding it for the count of 5 at the top. And then letting it go to the count of 5. And another deep inhale right in. And then letting go, letting be, letting it all go. And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes, come back to the space, stretch and yawn. You can smile here as well. And return back to the room. And wishing you all a wonderful rest of your day. For everyone here, I'm Judy Lee Brack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.